This is a special podcast from iKings Media. For more information, go to themediamessenger.com. So I've been on this rest mode, or telling people to come from a place of rest, literally resting, even taking a nap. So I thought I'd practice what I preached the other day, and so I said, okay, I'm going to take a nap, and I'm going to ask God just to speak to me while I go to sleep. Well, I really zonked out, okay, and he spoke to me. And what he said when I woke up was friends, spirit connections. It might have been induced by watching a video. You know, you just go down and sometimes you get carried away watching videos on Facebook. Well, listen, I came across, before I took a nap, I came across this movie clip from Tyler Perry and Madea, is that how you say her name? Anyway, it was really funny because the character Madea was telling her nephew kinds of friends that you can have, and she based it on a tree. She said you can have friends that are like leaves that come here and they blow away. Then she says you can have friends that are like the tree branches. You step on them and they don't hold you up and you fall. Then she talked about the friends that are like the roots of the tree. They go deep and they go long, and those, she said, are your true friends. And you know, I study the tree root structure. I'm from the Northwest, so if I don't say root right, I'm sorry. And there's actually a proven theory that the roots of a tree go deep and long and out, and they actually have like their own signal, their own communication. They can actually, like one tree can say, hey, I need water. And that root system can go out and provide water, nutrition for that tree. So if you just Google search it, it's amazing what the root system of a tree is in a forest. So anyway, I bring all this around to say, the other day, a friend of mine asked me a great question. And let me see if I can find the question she asked me. She says, hey, got a question. What's your thoughts on why we connect spirit to spirit with some believers and not others? She's talking about believers now. There's only a handful of people that I've connected with like that. It's like you and Dave, and that, even though we've only known each other for a short time, it's like we've known you always. I know it's more than being kingdom-minded. Would you say it's the pioneering spirit connecting? So I prayed about it. I really appreciate this friend. I wanted to have a thought from the Holy Spirit. So I was just thinking, and then the Lord said quantum connections. And the reason he said quantum, that word quantum, because the Saturday before at church, Leif Hetland, an amazing kingdom man, was speaking, and he talked about quantum worship. And that idea is you could be worshiping in your home or at church, and it can reach someplace over in the world. So sometimes we worship, and we want to sop it all up for ourselves, but God's really been challenging me to worship for other people. And so that quantum worship was like, oh, that would just resonate in my spirit. Does it resonate in yours? Just think about that. So quantum connections. So this is what I really believe. I believe quantum connections are something to do with, it involves your spirit identity. That, as I love my husband saying, we're spirit beings having a human experience. Do I need to repeat that? We are spirit beings having a human experience. It's wrecked me for the ordinary and put me on a journey of really understanding my spirit identity. So in light of that, this is what the Holy Spirit said. Hey, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's time for quantum connections. Now, how does this happen? How do you have quantum connections? Like, this is what, like it is. I'm still tired. We had a weekend full of quantum connections. We had a family from New Orleans, pastors, and they brought their son and their daughter and their spiritual son, and they connected with some friends here, and next thing you know, our living room is like a prophetic arena, and the Holy Spirit's just like, just keeps going around. Definitely, they felt so connected to some of our friends, as we feel over the years, so connected to this family. So it was quantum connections going galore. You want that. We want that. I understand. I can honestly tell you that I've had times of real isolation, of not a lot of friends around, and it's really lonely, and it's really tough. But the bottom line, I think these are some great steps as God is just like teaching me about my spirit identity, this is what it was. When I was young, we moved every 2 years. And so I just get to be friends with someone, and then Dad would round the family up, four brothers and me. We got to move, so we'd move to another town. Just, you know, I'd make friends with what they called the nerdy people first. They were really cool people. The, you know, the too big or too skinny ones, they were awesome. They were like connected. And then I got into sports, so then I became popular. But I never forgot my nerdy friends. I just want you to say that. So friendships, as you can see, means so much to me. And then, boom, really, really good friends, boom, we'd move again. So it's actually became something that I had to soak in the Holy Spirit to heal that. Okay, so that's why I'm so passionate about community, about God connecting you. Hey, friend, Missy, about God connecting you with true spirit-to-spirit connections. And I'm going to go so far out to say I believe it can happen on Facebook. Not where you're sliming and jiming, but just you're just connecting with people and being real. So this is, I want to give you some thoughts about this. Okay, what are some keys? One, you need to be patient. You need to be kind. You need to be consistently connected to the friend, Jesus. Consistently connected to Jesus. And out of that connection, okay, you're focusing on Jesus. Oh, I love him. You know, you're obeying him. You're worshiping him. It's amazing how God just loves to line you up. And, you know, there's a believers, and then there's believers that you really connect to. Are you following me? I mean, I have been connected to someone, and I didn't even talk to them. I was just worshiping behind them. Okay, so this is what it's all about. It's only out of the overflow of your relationship with Jesus that you walk in this connection, trust, and love. The word love means open your hands. You can't grab onto these friends. Good soul connections, not ugly soul connections. And this is a quote from Oswald Chambers that has always wrecked me to when it came to my friends or even my husband. Listen to this. This is a quote from Oswald Chambers, one of my all-time favorites. There is only one being who can satisfy the last aching abyss of the human heart, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Why our Lord is apparently so severe regarding every human relationship is because he knows that every relationship not based on loyalty to himself will end up in disaster. It's a strong statement. Every relationship not based on loyalty to Jesus will end up in disaster. Oswald Chambers said that. So God has designed in your very DNA to be a connected people, to be a connected person. He's like wired it in your DNA. As he rallies marriages together, as he rallies families together, and as he connects you with divine connections, it's like really, it's a setup. It's a setup for upgrade. It's a setup for you. It's a setup for kingdom of heaven coming to earth. This is all about, this is not about like an agenda, okay? This is not about a system or religion. This is about relationship. Relationship with God first, and then the overflow, out of the froth of that overflow, connecting to other people, speaking life over people. So be intentional with connection. Trust and love, and watch God do exceedingly above all that you could ever imagine. He loves to do it. He loves to connect his people. So stay connected to the vine, Jesus. And out of that overflow is some really exciting things. You know, I said I believe in connections online. I do, I do, I do. We started a mentor, Kingdom Mentor Media Group, where we teach and we share and give a free, the part of just joining is a free video series, the Spirit Identity series, just laying out the basis. Because see, you're meant to succeed in your calling. So we connect together, and I believe that God is raising up leaders like you. So I help you understand your identity so that you can have the resources and the capacity to succeed in your call. So that's what a connection's about. That's at themediamessenger.com if you want to check that out. So I'd like to pray for you. Is that okay? Pray prophetically. If you ask me to pray, I will. How about this? How about I just pray, live or recorded, how about I just pray over you for some connections? Is that cool? Live or recorded, because I believe God has just amazing way. Oh, thanks for sharing. Okay, Missy, these are, oh, I love these people, some of these I know, I feel like I know. I'm like, Missy, she writes me these beautiful little answers, and so I feel like I know Missy. Some of you can't afford the mentorship monthly thing, and I understand that, so we can still stay connected. So this is not a pressure hype trying to do a sales thing. This is just my heart. Can I share my heart? My heart. I'm stepping up to the microphone, and I'm sharing my heart. Are you listening? It's okay if you're not, but that's just me. I'm going to share my heart. All right, I'm going to pray. Father God, I just thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. First of all, I just thank you for the beautiful connection you give us to your son, Jesus, in the vine. I thank you when you speak to us, Father. I thank that you call on us, your beloved. You're calling us friend. You're calling us and covering us with your amazing love. Father God, I just thank you for that. I thank you for each person listening live or recorded. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, you just embrace them, that the Holy Spirit would come with fire, the fire that burns up the junk and brings in your presence. Fried, tried, and crucified no more. I pray for gold to appear, literally and figuratively, in hearts that are listening right now. Oh, some beautiful. Someone just needs to know you are a good mom. I don't know who that's for. You are a good mom. Don't let the enemy tell you otherwise. So, Father, I just thank you for the moms and the dads, the messengers, the kingdom-minded folks, those that are looking and searching. I just pray blessings in the name of Jesus on each heart that's listening. Father, I pray that, as only you can move, that you would just touch hearts and manifest yourself in a greater way. That we'd understand that as we're connected to you, you have an amazing way of doing exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever imagine, according to the power that works in us. So, Father, I pray for, I just pray, Lord, that you just bring connections. There's some lonely people, Lord, and you know who they are. Just surprise them and love on them. Thank you, Father. Love on these dear friends, Lord. Bring them alongside spirit connections. Those people who don't tolerate them because of who they're not, they celebrate them for who they are and who they're becoming. Oh, thank you, Lord. Celebrating. Yeah, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Shalom, peaceful relationships, Father. I thank you that even as we are healed and we learn to walk in our spirit identity, that we can be healed from our soul wounds and let go of offense, and we can forgive to make it a really good friend, a friend that forgives, a friend that loves. You know what I'm saying? So, Father, if someone's fenced in from offense, I just pray by your spirit that you'll just let them say, hey, let it go. Some that are wounded from drama, the trauma, and they're wiped out. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers. Thank you for the blood that covers, the power of the blood. And I thank you for the power of the risen Christ, the power of the cross, the dunamis power. So I pray excellence of souls on people, excellence of finances, excellence on their marriage. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, bring your people back to connected so they can truly represent heaven on earth. Heaven to earth. The kingdom of God to earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Ha! Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. And just thank you for the amazing ability you have, Lord, to bring connections, even online. You know, you feel connected because of a video. Praise God. Don't you think God thought of that? Yeah, not ranting and raving, but cheering and hollering in praise to God for you. Yeah. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. We bless you. Father, someone has a healing need. One is in their neck and it goes down to the shoulder. Lord, I thank you. And pain no more. Healing. Someone else is in the midst of post-surgery. I pray for an increased speed of healing for that post-surgery. Thank you, Father. Left foot. I don't know what that means. Someone's left foot. Lord, touch that left foot. Maybe it's a toe. Maybe it's an ankle. I don't know body parts real well, but you do, Father. So thank you for healing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I just pray you just bring a connection. People would be intentional about connection, whether it's online or opening their front door or going to visit a neighbor or going to church, and instead of someone, they didn't talk to me, I'm very upset, and like, I'm going to go and talk to them. I don't care if they don't really connect the way I want to, but I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to pick up the phone and say, oh, that person's probably, I'm not on their radar, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to call them anyway and speak life over them. Lord, I pray that you'll get these people, you're one of them, listen, that will just listen to you And they'll get a prophetic word and then say, okay, who's that prophetic word, Lord? And then they'll call that person up. Say, hey, do you have time? Holy Spirit gave me this word for you. And I just want to speak it over you. Cool, huh? Thank you, Lord. And finally, I thank you for the power of social media prayer. We've been doing this for 5 years. Social media prayer. How can we pray for you? Then people start listing their prayers. What's beautiful about social media prayer, Lord, is I thank you for the people who go ahead and look. They may not have a prayer request, but they go down that line and like, hey, I'm praying for you. Or, yeah, I've had that before. Let my breakthrough be your breakthrough. Okay, I'm going to pray for your family. Social media prayer. Fired up, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and we bless you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Connect with us online, themediummessenger.com. I'll talk to you in the next video. And I really do love you. This is a special podcast from iKings Media. For more information, go to themediummessenger.com.